The Gemara in the Dharma, Daf Lamed Daleh and Beis. The Gemara in the first two lines says as follows. Amar Rava. Haisel afon of kikar shel hefker. Va'amar kikar zu hektish. So the Gemara says, you have a kikar shel hefker. And then it became hektish. You were makdish it. Notla la'ichla ma'lefikula. If you take it in order to eat it, to consume it, so you were mul in the whole value of the item. The entire item is now, there was mi'ilah for it. You now desecrated something that was entirely hektish, and you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be nene from hektish. That's mi'ilah. What's going to be the consequence? You have to pay, give a karbon. You have to pay. Chaimish. You have all the chiyuvim of the iser meila. Obviously, meila is if it was done b'shagig, right? Meila b'mezid is aser, but the dine meila wouldn't apply. Lo risha labanov. But if I took it not kadei la'ochla, but rather to pass it on to my children, moil tfitoyves hanoshiba. So I'm not really being nene and desecrating and violating the actual cheftza and entire item over here, but rather I'm getting what? Toivas ano. What's toivas ano? You think that I'm giving you something, you give me a yashikoyach, right? That yashikoyach has value, right? Wow, such a schus, you're giving me such a gift, thank you. What could I do for you? How could I make this up for you? You know, this is really so nice, toivas ano. So that amount is taka mi'ila because it's not accurate and it's not true and it's not yours. And that's how much is being desecrated and being defiled. So the Rishonim are all bothered by a pekasha brought up in the Rush, really brought up in the Re'aim, of why does this have to be a case, and the Ran brings this up, why does it have to be a kikar shel hefker? Why don't you teach this din amar rava kikar shel hektish? If I took it to eat it, so then ma'alafei kula. If I took it, k'deli rishil abanu, so let's talk about now. You get the same chiddush without a kikar shel hefker. So why do we have to set up, why does the premise of this whole Gemara, of this entire sugya, have to be in the context of specifically being a kikar shel hefker? So the Ran points out, hide the nokat, in the first Ran, hide the nokal of the kikar shel hefker, v'loi nokal of the kikar shel loi, shai say, medes b'chatzer v'hikdisha, which we would think the classic case. He took a kikar, he made it hektish, and now the shaila is the me'ilah. So how much was he mile? So what did he do? Fine. So the Gemara says up the Ran, no, you couldn't. No, because the Gemara is telling you it didn't. If it was originally yours and you didn't change its state, and now you're just continuing it, so then you're what? So now you didn't remove it, you didn't even remove it from the rishus of Hekdish. So Mimele, you're like the accountant of the Beis HaMikdash, you're the guardian of the Beis HaMikdash, and you didn't violate Me'ilah. So Al-Pidin, says the Ran. The Gemara had to be by a case of Hefker, so that now the Lakicha would be a Lakicha of switching rishus from being Moitzi Mirishus Hekdish to rishus of yours. Good. However, if you look at the Rush presents a different story. If you look in the Rush, it's like, I don't know. The Hiksha, it's in Dira Maskel Arisha Levanov. And in the middle, the first word in the line is Ha'adam Levanov. It says, V'hiksha Reb Lazar Mimitz. Okay? V'hiksha Reb Lazar Mimitz. Pay attention. This Reb Lazar Mimitz is very Yisodistic. A famous Reb Lazar Mimitz. Nidorim Lamedalim Abiz. V'hiksha Reb Lazar Mimitz. Amai Noka Kikar Shel Hefker. Name a hoysel of fun of kikar shel hektish. The same kasha. Uperish b'shem Rab Yitzchok. Sha kikar shel hefker hoysel rechoyko mimenu harbe. Ve ein adam samachla. She yachol is zakos elahu. Va omer lik she ezker b'pikar ze tia hektish. Ve kamash molon dechal le hektish. The cave in the Viyadul Zakus book, Dom Perakafal Pis, saw the zoo, Shemeshatani, Lechok, Sheftan, Matakish, the Kotcha whole Viyadul Liftis. What's the reason, says the Rabbi Lozmi Mitz? What's the answer to the Ran's Kasha? Why do we have to say this weird case of a Kisha Shel Hefker? Why don't we just teach the Dini Me'ilah by a Kikar Shel Hefker? Says the Rabbi Lozmi Mitz, not like the Ran.
The reason why the Gemara wanted to teach it like this is because it wanted to teach you an added chiddush. What's the added chiddush? Itaka wasn't even yours. Itaka wasn't even in your domain. And yet, it's sitting where? Down the block. Down the block, no one's in the vicinity. And I say, Kikarzu Hekdesh. Who now gives you jurisdiction over this item? How did you just make this hektish? Zokter Blazer Mimitz, I have the ability to. Why? Since no one's in the vicinity, and since I am in the closest range, and it's biyado for me to get it, you see that no one else is going to chop it. So therefore, the hektish is already chal, even from a block away. Even from a block away.
It's not in your
rishus. It's not in my rishus. Not in my rishus. So Joe's like, what in the world is going on over here? And I agree with Joe. What in the world is going on over here? You can't make kinyanim like this. You can't sell an item. You do mechiras chametz like this to me, right? Joe's wife had a fascinating shadow. We have a gemach here. She wants to know when it's in the fridge, whose rishus is it in to do the mechiras chametz? A geshmak shaila. But if she would ask me something like this, it's down the block. You know, there's nothing to talk about. You can't do mechiras chametz on that. So how are you gonna make it hektish? How are you gonna make it hektish? A bam chiddush of the Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. But all driven by what? This kasha, white, chose kikar shel hefker, as opposed to kikar shel hefker. So we'll get back to Joe's kasha. But the emes is, this Rabbi Elazar Mimitz is a chiddush al gabi chiddush. Because most Rishonim don't learn the pshat and the story of our Gemara like this. How do they learn our Gemara? If you look at the Ran, the Ran continues to go on, that we just saw, right? You go a few lines down. What does the Ran say? This is not a block away, and there's no one in the vicinity. That now you have the svar of biyodolag biya. That's the chiddush, like Rabbi Elazar Mimitz says. The Ran says, no, you need to paint a different story over here. This had a din of what? That it was with toich my dalet amis. Because if it's not with toich my dalet amis, then what? Then how are you kind of for hefker? For hektish? What kinyan did work? So the Ran obviously understood, no, it was in my rishos. Dalet amis, the Gemara B'Metzia tells us, is koinis b'chol mako, right? Person has an automatic ke'ein midrabon, and they were metakin a chotzer, a walking chotzer, within a person's dalet amis. Why? Because that's a person's makom. Just like on Shabbos, you can't carry dalet amis to the Rishon Rabbim. That's his makom, the Baal HaMor says. So too, in Dine Kinyonim, the Gemara says, that's also the person's makom. The Baal HaMor in Shabbos compares it to dalet amis of Kinyonim. It's all one sugya, it's all one mahalik. So too, over here, there was a kinyon, there was a chotzer, and that's the way it works. Otherwise, says the Ran, there's nowhere other than to slice it. Most of the Rishonim learned that the Peshat is over here, that the item was in, the Kikar Shel Hefker, was in the Chatzer, and that's the way it was nikknes. So everybody say, just off the bat, that idea of the Ran is fascinating. Because what's happening over here? You have a Kinyan Chatzer that's now creating something to be what? To be hektish. So there's a Gemara in Bava Basra. This Gemara in Bava Basra is on the Ayin Tes. And it has halakha l'maisa ramifications. The Gemara Bava Basra says as follows. Kol haroi l'mizbeach v'loi l'bedek habayis, l'bedek habayis v'lo l'mizbeach. The Gemara is quoting a Mishnah of a slew of dinei hektish. Lo l'mizbeach v'lo l'bedek habayis, molin bahen u'bamesh v'soich. All of these examples of items that are endowed with Kedusha, you can be moyel, you can have mi'ila with them, and you could also defile and have mi'ila with what's inside, the contents that are inside of them. Like what? Ketzad. Hikdish bor, a person was makdish a pit. Mileya mayim. Ashbos, or junk, garbage. Mileya zevel, filled with fertilizer. Shoivach, a nest, mole yoinim. Sodeh, meleya asovin. You have a field that's filled of grass. Ilon, nosli peiris, moyo lebehen, ubamesh beseichon. You are moyo with them, and you are moyo with what's in them. Ava, listen carefully. This is what's important. Hikdish bor. What if I was only makdish a pit, a container? V'achar kach nismal l'mayim, and I wasn't makdish the water. But afterwards, the water filled up into the pit. Ashpa v'achar nismal l'azavel, shoy v'achar nismal yoynim, ilin v'achar kach nisaperis, sodim v'achar nismal l'azavel, moylim behein v'ein bo'olim b'mash v'seichon. The boar, what your makdish has me'ila, but what's inside of it never has me'ila. Why not? Why not? Why isn't, once the boar hektish, why don't we say whatever is now put place inside of it is koinet for the rishus of bedek abayis for the bank account? Just like the shul has a bank account, so the bedek abayis, the Beis Hamikdash has a bank account. Says the Halakha Tosfos, and so too the Rashbam and Bava Basra on Daf Ayin Tes, Ein moilim b'mashe b'seichel, deloy amrinon sheyikze chotzer hektish, kemoy shekoine chotzer hegyo, de chotzer mishum yod isra boli. What? Says Tosfos, a big chiddush. Hektish, right? We have a chiddush. The Gemara Matzia tells me that not only am I koine, but if you put something in my house, right? That's why, right? When you get a package, tell the guy, leave it outside. Don't put it inside my house. Chametz, I don't want it inside the house. I don't want it to be kind of a chutzer, right? The Radvaz says, the Bir Halacha brings from the Radvaz, don't pick it up with your hand either. You don't want your yad to be kind of it. Nothing. Leave it outside. After Pesach, I'll deal with it. I don't want it right now. Right? Don't pick up chametz. So Hektish doesn't have that Kinyan chutzer. Because how does Kinyan chutzer work? So the Gemara has a shiloh like this in Bava Metzia. Is chutzer mishum shliach or is chutzer mishum yad? So the Gemara presents the possibility that chutzer is like an extension of my hand. So Hektish doesn't have that extension. So Mamila, the boar is never koina for Hektish, the contents inside of it. That's Pshat in the Tosfos and the Rashbam. If you look at the Ramban in Bava Basra, the Ramban in Bava Basra is very vague, but he gives a different Pshat. He says, Inami Zachise aval ein bami'ila. Maybe there was a kinyan. Maybe there is a kinyan to Hektish, but it's not enough to create Me'ilah. Because all the Gemara said was Ein Molin Bo. The Gemara never said that it's not Hektishes. So we have potentially on our hands a Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not what, bottom line, whether Chotzer is Koine by Hektish. Right? Tosfos and Rashbam say no. The Ramban says yes. How does the Ramban explain the Gemara of Vassar? He's saying that there's no Me'ilah. Why is there no Me'ilah? So comes along the Ktzoy Sachoshin in Simon Reish, and he explains the reason why there's no Me'ilah is because, by definition, the Ramban holds that for Me'ilah, you need Kedushas Peh. You need a Makdish. And if this only was endowed with Kedusha through Hilchos Kinyanim, by being left in a bor, and water was just placed in there, and there was never a Makdish of Kedushas Peh, Kedushas Peh needs to create Me'ilah, and the status and ownership of Hektish does not create Me'ilah. It's a fascinating Ramban. Fascinating idea of the way the Ktzos explains the Shita of the Ramban. But Rabbi Sai, why is this fascinating? Because this is very relevant. Legabe Arasugi, Rabbi Sai. Comes along the Ktzos HaChoshin, comes along the Ma'arid Al-Ghazi, and he says, well, what are you going to do with the Gemara Nedarim Al-Dalim Abayis? What are you going to do with the Gemara Nedarim Al-Dalim Abayis? You're going to tell me what? That what? Hektish doesn't have a chotzer? How could the Tosfos and the Rashbam say Hektish doesn't have a chotzer? Hello, over here, the reason it was kind of through Hektish to become Hektish, the Kifa Shalefter is kind of his nickname to Hektish, is what? Is through Dalet Amis. So what I could tell you what? Not necessarily. Rabbi Elazar Mimitz has a different shot. So that's first of all. But the Ktzos doesn't take that mahalach. The Ktzos says he thinks that there's no raya from our Gemara either. He says he thinks that even Tosfos and the Rashbam will be maskim over here that there's no raya against Tosfos and the Rashbam to the case of the boar being koine of the water and that chotzer is being koine for a hektish. Why? Because this is a different case. What's happening over here? What's happening over here? I am using my chotzer, my dalet amos, my chotzer, and now through me, I am being nicknesit, maknet, to Hektish. We're not putting something into the property of Hektish, like the boar that was far Hukdash. It's going through me, and then automatically I'm being mezakeh to Hektish. So perhaps, says the Ktois, a chiddush that you see from the Gemara Nedarim Lamedalim Abayis, that even Tosfos and the Rashbam will be maskim to. That a person who's using his own chatzer, and al yidei his chatzer, he's now going to be maknei to Hektish. Such a situation, Hektish does have a chatzer, since it's working through a gavra. Right? Because here, the taka is a pshat in chatzer. The stipler has a gevaldik pshat in Bava Basra. I love this pshat. And it's really nogeil in Yoneinu Leparsha Seinu. Understanding what the Mishkan and what the Mikdash is all about. Says the stipler, why did Tosfos and the Rashbam say that there's no chatzer for Hektish? Because how does a chatzer work? How does a chatzer come? You're not around. I put it into your chatzer. It's guarded up. It's now placed there. Great. What's pshat? So the pshat is, says the stipler, I usually use my hands. I usually utilize my hands to create kinyanim. And then I have certain areas that is, you know, my most common usage. So that's an extension of me, my most common usage. These are the areas that I do my business, so that now relates to me. And now chatzer is mishum yad. That's an extension of me. That can now perform a kinyan. Says the stipler, it's a mamash amayri degavar, but it's in his sorm on Lomdis. It's not in the parashi sorm. He says, the Beis HaMikdash? He says, the Beis HaMikdash is not for the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's for us. It's for us to have designated areas where we're going to make sure that we're going to have more concentrated service towards the Rabbeinu Shalom. But if you want to now clear, does the Rabbeinu Shalom need a Beis HaMikdash? Is that his makom? Is that like his suite, his penthouse? That's ridiculous. The Rabbeinu Shalom is called Aretz Mlo is his. Everywhere is his. He doesn't have a prime residence. That now you're going to say, oh, that's Chotzer Mishum Yad of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the disciple says, Avada, there's no Chotzer when it comes to straight up Hektish. And a Gemara of a Basra that's talking about a boar of Hektish that's not dealing with an individual. So there's not going to be a concept of an extension of a Yad that now you're going to be koine. As it says the stipler, once you get to the Gemara Nedarim Lamedalid, no, here, we can utilize this individual. This individual has a chotzer that now, Hektish through the person, can now be koine. That makes a lot of sense, exactly what the Tosfos is saying. Rabbi say this shiloh of the Ramban and Tosfos is brought down lahalocha in Orach Chaim, in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, I think, in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. In Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, the Magen Avraham writes, if a person lost an Aveda, the raincoat, the old raincoat story, the raincoat left in the shul, everyone has that black raincoat, right? And everyone mixes it around. And then the guy, he moved out of town, he made Aliyah already. He's Miyayish. He's Miyayish already. So now the Shaila is, so whose is it? Can a Beis HaKnesses be koine? The Kenyan Chotzer. Zok the Magen Avraham, based on the Tosfos and the Rashbam of Bava Basra, no. You look at the Reb Kiva Eger at the bottom of that Magen Avraham, he says, Ayin Ramban Bava Basra. Mamish Lamaisa. About an Aveda. Right? So that's straight up where there's no individuals involved, like our Gemara. But over here, it's not necessarily a Raya against the Tosfos and the Rashbam, like the Tosfos pointed out. But there is a Raya L'Choira against the Ramban. Nachum Ol Rabbi said. What did Tosfos and the Rashbam say? Tosfos and the Rashbam say what? Hektish doesn't have a Chotzer. So we ask the Kasha, what's going on over here? Dalet Amos is similar to a Chotzer. So don't you have a Raya here, not like Tosfos and the Rashbam? We say, no, over here it's working through the Dalet Amos of a person. That's an extension of the person. That makes sense to make it Hektish, and now the Gemara makes sense. Okay. So what's the Ramban Shita? The Ramban Shita is that Avada there's a Chotzer by Hektish. Avada there's a Kenyan Chotzer by Hektish. But what isn't there by Hektish? And there's no Me'ilah. Yet our Gemara says Mol. So now we Rabbi say flip the Kasha. Now the Ramban's a Tzarachin. How does the Ramban get out of our Gemara, Rabbi say? A befarish raya from our Rebbe. You know who says this? The Ketzais. The Ketzais says, fakert. What you thought was a kasha and Ketzais and the Rashbam, now he was miyashiv it because it's working through the extension of the individual. What? Now comes along the Ketzais and he says, actually, the Gemara in the Dar, Lama Dalam and Abayz, our sugya, is a raya against the Ramban. It's a raya for the Ketzais and the Rashbam. Because how could the Ramban put the brakes? The Ramban had to put the brakes on the Ila. And the Gemara says it's mal. You see, Chotzer is the real McCoy, is a hektish legamre. That it's what? That it recreates me'il. That's the Ketzais. Oh. So says Rav Meir Simcha, beautiful. Says Rav Meir Simcha, again, no, not so fast. And I don't know why the Ketzais didn't say that. Says Rav Meir Simcha, no, again. The Ramban will make sense because very similar to what the Ketzais says, just like the Chotzer is now working as an extension of you to now create it to be hektish, so the Arsameach says, how is this becoming hektish? So it's like the Gemara has a lashon, miga de zochin al nafshi, zochinam el chavre. Since it could have been nicknames to me, so now it's koine for my friend. So if it's nicknames to me, right? So the memelo, who's becoming the makdish over here? Me. I'm the makdish. So then says the Arsameach. So then how is the hektish being chal through the kedushas hapeh of the odom that owns it? So it's a regular makdish. So this isn't parallel to the Gemara Bava Basra where it's a bar. This is again, this is a Kedushas HaOdom, Al Yidei Piv, that's now going to create Me'ilah, that now he's kinda Migo, the Zochin Anash, the Zochin Amel Chavir, so it's working through his classic Hektish, and it's no different than him being Makdish, whatever's in his credenza. Says Yer Sameach, the same exact, very similar Mahalik. You could also be Miyashiv the Ramban and explain why there's Me'ilah over here, Rabbi Yisai. But you have to break down the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. What's another Yishiv the Ramban? He could learn like the Rabbi Lazar Mimitz. He could also learn like the other Pshat and the Rishonim, that our Gemara is not talking about Kinyan Dalet Amos. This has nothing to do with Chotzer. There's never a Raya in the first place. Obviously, the Ketzais didn't see that, so he didn't suggest that, and he thought it was a Raya for the Ketzais of the Rashbam. But the Ramban would have had a way out, but even if you learn like the Ram, even if you learn like those Rishonim, since the Arsameach doesn't think that there's a Raya from here, there's a way out according to all these Rishonim, and both, no matter how you paskin in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses L'gavi the Aveda, we don't have necessarily a kasha legabe our sugya from the din of chotzer being kinda for hektish. Good. So that's nakuda number one. Nakuda number two is really this back to Joe's kasha. What's going on with this Rav Elazar Mimitz? And this really has ramifications halacha lemaisa, because if you look in places in Nazir, there's a Nazir. Oh, I have the Nazir, right? No, I don't have the Nazir. Darn Nazir site. What is in the Darn here?
I don't hear.
I bet some would stop here. But I have a she'ifa to make sure there's a sugya that I timed, and I think, I was telling Matt today, I think if it works out correctly, we can get a Pesach sugya from the Gemara Nedarim, Mirtz Hashem, if we time it correctly. So there is a sugya Nedarim, and this is very halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm asking you, Kasha. Okay? You go to a bakery. Zadie's Bakery, okay? Butterfly Bakery, okay? Zashkacha. Has a heksher. What's the major thing that needs to be taken care of there? Hafashas chal. Hafashas chal. Who's being mafer chal? Who's being mafer chal? So let's talk about what goes on in Eretz Yisrael. We actually created a different system here that, if I have time next week, I'll explain it a little bit. But in Eretz Yisrael, what they do is they tell the mashkiach to be mafer chal. How does the mashkiach have the ability to be mafresh? Who's the mashkiach? He's not a bialim. He's not an owner. So you'll tell me, no, it's okay. He's a shliach. And the bala boss was memaneh him to be mafresh chal every day. We made a minoy shlichus and everything. Good? Does that work? No. Bala boss can't be memaneh a shliach on something that's a davar shalob l'olam. The item doesn't exist. The shipment didn't even come in. how can you be mamana a shliach to do something that you yourself can't do? Kol milsa de'iyu lo motzi ovid shliach lo motzi mashvi. So the whole shlichus doesn't make any sense. So there is a Rabbeinu Tam in Nazir
and Yud Beis Amid Aleph, I believe. Yeah. That Rabbeinu Tam asks, I think we actually quoted this Rabbeinu Tam in the past. Where is this Rabbeinu Tam? Here. Ve'ech nasa shliach v'davar hazeh al b'shah she'oise oise shliach lo hoise yecholah ba'atmer lahafrish kachalim yikemach zeh she'eno bar chiyuvo.
So he's asking because it's too early, mafrish chala so kemach. If you're mafrish chala, when it's powder, so it's no good. I'll tell you that story another time when the recorder's off. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the yesh biyoda lahavi isa migulgeles, v'loimer isa zu tehei chala al kemach l'kashiyeh nilosh v'dvorim shebiyoda kayomim de'ein zedavr shelo b'lo'olam. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Since she can bring another baked bread, and she could bring it over, and she could say, I'm going to be mafresh chal from the baked bread, and it's going to be chal on what? On everything else. And that's biyada. So nemeila, biyada removes the problem of adover shelo ba'ala oilam. Rabbi say, who does this Rabbeinu Tam sound very similar to? Our Ablozer Mimitz. Our Ablozer Mimitz. See, just like it's a davar shelo b'lo olam and I can't make a kinyan on something that doesn't exist, so too, a davar that I wasn't necessarily niknes yet and is not in my rishus, it's also ke'ein, a davar shelo b'lo olam. It's a davar she'enu nichnes l'rishusi. It never was in my ownership. So how do you have the ability to make a kinyan on this? How do you have the ability to now say this is going to be hektish? How do you have the ability to do this? So what does Rabbi Elazar Mimitz say? What's the answer according to the Rosh? Biyado! No one else was around. Not Dalet Amos like the Ram learns. But rather it's Biyado. Biyado is misalik even according to Asu Paskin. That Davar Shelo Bo Olam is what? Is a problem. But now Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Elazar Mimitz are coming out with a big chiddush. They're saying that we're going to be moide on a Davar Shel Biyado, that they're, even if it's not owned by me, that's now going to subsume the problem of the... It's ke'ein as if davar shaloi bala oilam we hold there is kinyonim with. By what? By where it's biyado. The Gemara already says the concept of biyado by davar shaloi bala oilam. But that's something where I own it. The Gemara says, by truma, if it's mechubur, I can be mafresh truma because it's biyado lekotzitzon. But there, I don't not own it yet. There it's mine. Rabbeinu Tam is extrapolating, Rabbi Elazar Mimitz is extrapolating and saying, no, even by a mamish dover shelo b'lo'olam, even by a mamish dover that was never nichas to rishus me, I don't have any bialos over here. Doesn't matter, as long as there's a biyado, so memela, that's going to be a solution to all of these problems. Why did the other rishonim not agree to the Rabbi Elazar Mimitz? Why did they set up a case of King and Dalet Amis? Why can't it even be down the block like Rabbi Elazar Mimitz is saying a chiddush? Teretz is because Rov Rishonim don't agree to the Rabbeinu Tam or to the Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. They hold Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam is a bona fide problem, is an independent issue. If it's not yours, it can't become yours through Biyado. Biyado is a technicality. If it's in a certain state, then we could ignore that state. But now to create it Al Pidin to be yours, to now be Mechadish of Bailos, to be Mechadish that now it's Bala Oilam, it's not Bala Oilam. We don't agree to Rabbi Meir whatsoever. Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam and something that was never acquired is be'etzem a problem. And Biyado's not going to help that. What's the Nekudas HaMachleikis, Rabbi Isaac? Big Chiddush. Perhaps. The problem is, why can't I be koinah Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam? Perhaps is it just smichas das? Is it the fact that my kavana can't focus on it? So therefore what? If you have a way to relate to it, you have a mechanism, so maybe you could be koinah. Or no. There's a problem halachically. You can't create, like Rav Shimon Shkop says, you can't create kinyanim on something which is divided and just not in your access and in your domain. Be'etzem, there's a problem over here. And it's not just a technicality of smichas das, of something that's just too far removed that we can't relate to. L'chore, that's going to be the nekudas ha-machlekes. You have other marmakoimus about this. It's actually no geir in the Torah. The Rishonim discuss machlekes, the rivash and the rush, whether or not, or Achaim brings this down in Ala Torah, and Parshas told us, whether or not a shvua could help l'gabi and l'chir on a dover shalom below. Because all the Rishonim asked the kasha, how could Esav sell the b'chorah to Yaakov? B'chorah to Kenyan on a low dover shalom below. So the Rishonim had to give different answers. So the Rosh and Chulis says, no, it's no problem. The Torah says the Yaakov made Esav take a shvua. What does a shvua help? I don't own it. Lamaisa, I can't sell it. It's not existence. It's a din be'etzin. The answer of the shvua helps. If it's a smichas das issue, the shvua is going to help. Just like we're saying, according to some Rishonim, maybe biyodo helps if it's just a smichas das. But if at the end of the day you look at this and you're saying, yeah, but this thing never came into your domain, how are you going to be makdish it? Be'etzem, it's still a davar shelo b'la'ol. That's because they're holding that we don't hold a remeir at all. And unless this is in my rishus, unless this is mine, unless it's bala oilam, I can't create a kinyan on this. So Rabbi Isai, that's really going to be a problem. How are we going to deal with the hafrashas challah in all of our bakeries, if all we have is a Rabbeinu Tam or a Blas Vimitz to rely on? Rabbi Isai, what we're coming out to it with is that rove of the Rishonim in our sugya are really going to be what? Are really going to be, have a problem with this meaning shlichus. How is the mashkiach going to be mafresh only based on a svara of biyada? So Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Yisai, I want to hold off on this answer. There's an eitzah. Maybe I'll tell a little bit. There is a trumas hadeshen. The trumas hadeshen discusses the following issue. Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in Choshen Mishpat. The Rama quotes it. It talks about the Meshartes. There was a worker in the house. Obviously not a non-Jewish worker. A Jewish worker that was working in the house. And she saw that the challah was rising. And the balabas wasn't home. The balabaster wasn't home. And if she wasn't going to be mafresh challah, whatever, it's going to, and take care of it, it's not going to be able to be taken care of. So she, on her own, realizing that the woman forgot about the challah, she comes and she's mafresh challah on her own. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, that works. How does that work? You're not a shliach. No one was mamanah you to be a shliach. I didn't even ask you to come into my kitchen, right? Right, but you decided on your own. So says the Rama, says the Trumas Hadeshen, Zachal Adam Shalom B'Fonav. You could do a schus for me. You saved my challah. And therefore, that schus works.
What do you have to own it to do it?
What?
You have to own it.
Just like we learned by Truma. A mafresh Truma, you need to have shlichus. You know, ma'atem gamatem. You have to be a bailim in order to be mafresh. So who made you the bailim? So you're telling me I'm a shliach, but you're not a shliach. No one was mamana you to be a shliach. I'm a shliach through what? Tzchiyah. And zachal adam shloi b'fonov, so that works. Right? So now, maybe we'll say that by all the cases of the mashkichim. That the reason why the guy has the ability to be a shliach, even if you don't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rav Lozzi Mimitz, you hold like most Rishonim, and the Yodah is not going to help you on something that I can't be Mamani you for, it's not in existence. So therefore what? What are you going to say? No, but once you're in the store and you see that it has to be done, and I'm not around to be Mamani you, so you're going to work, and you're going to say it works through Tzchiyah. What? Tzchiyah
works
through Tzchiyah. Tzchus. Tzachim Adam Shalofana. Problem is, Rabbosai, comes on the Ktois HaChosh, and he brings a Rashba in Dorim and Ahlamid Vavim and Beis. A little bit of a highlight to the future sugyas that we get to in 5 years from now. So comes along the Ktois HaChosh and he says, whoa, this is not a classic case of Zachman Adam Shalai Bafanov. Why is this not a classic case of Zachman Adam Shalai Bafanov? This, Zachman Adam Shalai Bafanov, the classic case is what? Rabbi Belazon's not around. Matt's not around. So I'm going to say, I'll take, our Joe's around for us. Do me a favor. You see the awards that we got for the SCP Bechinas? Take it home. By the way, I have to give you one. But take it home for him on his behalf. And be so. And Alpidin, he's kainit then. Alpidin, he owns it. It's his. He can be Mekadosh a woman with it. It's a schia. He's kainit. That's Zochem Odom Shalom. I gave him a gift. I gave him $1 million. I gave him something. What's happening over here, says the Ktais HaChoshen. This is not Zochin Le Odom Shaloi Bafonov. This is Zochin Mei Odom Shaloi Bafonov. You're only creating a schus over here to save his challah, by definition, to what? To now be mafrish some challah off, and now to give some to the Kohen. Which is what the whole sugya about a mafrish peirosof, miperosof shel chavero. That's what the Rashba says doesn't work. You have to reread that whole Gemara in the Dharma, Lamed Rav Avam Mebez. Now just think, does schia actually work in those Gemaras? We're going to have to relearn those Gemaras based on if the Ktoisis Chiddush is right. And Rabbi Sai, I saw today, B'Shem Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Yonet D'Yoyma, he talks about the following Shiloh. A guy totally forgot to do Mechiras Chometz. And I know he's in the hospital, he's in the middle of so many things, he totally forgot. I want to be Mezakeh Moschus, and I want to sell his Chometz on his back. Who are you? Was he Mamani or Shliach? Did he appoint? Are you crazy? He didn't have any time to be Mamana Mishliach. You know what he's involved in? The Mechir's comments is the last thing on this guy's radar. What Shlichus? No Shlichus. Let me just do it. Let me save him from Bali Rabbi Yimotze. He's going to be over in Israel. Let me sell it, make this the sale. According to the Ktzoy Sechoshin, you can't. Why? It's a Shchus Gomer. I'm saving him from Yisurim. Because that's not the Parsha of Shchia. It's Zochin Leodom. It's not Zochin Meodom. So how do we paskin? Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Tzachon and Spector, Halacha Lamaisa Paskin, against the Ktzoyis HaChoshin. We don't hold like this Shtickel Torah. If we don't hold the Shtickel Torah, Legabe Mechiris Chometz, we won't hold this Shtickel Torah, Legabe the Hafresh Eschala, Melo Rebbe Neitzel, Legabe Hafresh Eschala, even if you don't hold like Rabbi Tzachon. And that's where Rav Shechter writes in Beik Ve'atzon. Companies are relying on the Trumas Hadeshin against the Ktzoyis HaChoshin, even if you don't hold like the Rabbi Nutan, by the other. This is yours.